Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Sinead Kennedy is a mental health and wellness coach, and Sinead is with me in the programme today because, Sinead, I was reading earlier this morning that we all need a sabbatical from work.
We do, Andrea, and I'm very lucky that I'm self-employed and I'm in a great position to be able to take those sabbaticals. But, you know, we do have to make arrangements for other people who may not be so free, who have a lot of commitments and, you know, bills to pay. So let's try and find some ways that they can take little sabbaticals daily or weekly in their schedule.
What do you classify as a sabbatical? Like, how long? What qualifies?
You know, honestly, for me, like I said, I'm very lucky. I have taken years out before. You know, I went off traveling. I went working on the cruise ship in my younger days, and I would consider that to be an amazing sabbatical.
Unbelievable.
But now, yeah, it really was. But now every year, what I try and do is I take December off and I go away. And again, I'm in a very lucky position. I don't have a husband or children, and I appreciate that's not everybody's lifestyle. But I would definitely say to everybody is taking time out for yourself, and quality time out for yourself can be a sabbatical. So even if it's just an hour a day or even 5 minutes, being in the moment would be really, really great. So what I feel a sabbatical is taking time out to hear your own thoughts, calming down the nervous system, because we're all highly overstimulated in modern life between phones, fake work environments. We're not getting out in nature enough. And really, we're all being bombarded by everybody else's opinions, the media, society's expectations. So these will all have a detrimental effect on you and your thought process. So if you can step away and hear yourself think, that to me is a sabbatical.
Listen, I don't oppose this suggestion at all, Sinead, right, by the way. But I know if I was to finish up the programme here today and go into my boss and tell him, listen, for all of the reasons that you've just outlined, I need to take a sabbatical from work. I know I'm going to be told, you have enough holidays. Go and use those. You don't need anything else.
Okay, so yeah, look, that's an issue with HR. But I mean, look, a lot of people, I know, for instance, teachers, and that they can take a year off, etc., and their contracts. And I do think as well that a lot of companies now are realising that they do have to have a little bit of leeway. And, you know, for instance, I have a lodger and she's allowed to work abroad for 6 weeks of the year. So, you know, that could be a working sabbatical. So even though you're not in your own environment, you're still working, yeah, but you get to see other places. So I do think there is a lot of leeway, and I do think it's about negotiating, but being able to negotiate in a healthy manner that everybody can be on a win-win.
But you know, I suppose being self-employed can, you know, probably facilitates this a little bit more. To be fair to employers and small businesses, like, they are paying for holiday leave and in some cases fairly decent holiday leave each year. It would be a bit much to request this.
It would, but I want to bring it back to the personal level. So you need to actually decide yourself, do you want a sabbatical? And if it means, you know, upsetting the apple cart to look after yourself, then so be it. But, you know, this isn't about the small businesses or being hard on employers. It's about looking after your mental health and, you know what, living your best life. Because at the same time, you can't sell your soul to the devil or set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. You have to look after yourself. Your happiness is your responsibility. And if you're not happy, if you feel you need time out, then it's up to you to find a way to make it happen.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I could very easily do the show from the Caribbean or a cruise ship for a couple of weeks. I'd be all on for that, Sinead. No problem at all. I presume we're not going to get paid, though, in this sabbatical.
Again, it's up to each employer and it's up to each person to negotiate what works for them. But what I would really try and encourage everyone to do is, you know, start off with small steps. And, you know, even if you just sit down every single day with your coffee, turn off the phone, turn off the radio, turn off everything and just be in the moment. Because, you see, every day we're doing this, we're doing that. We're doing a really good job of being very hard on ourselves and we're doing a really great job of living unhealthy lives. So, again, our nervous system is just, you know, totally overwhelmed. We're not able to think rationally. We're not making great decisions. So step away for the moment. And even if you can just do 5 minutes a day, every day, hear yourself think, you'll start to become more creative. You'll, again, literally hear your hopes, your dreams. Personally, I'm a huge fan of journaling, vision boards, action boards, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, every year I would have an audit with myself. So I would sit down at the start of the year and say, okay, what do I want to achieve this year? And I'll write myself a letter as if it was December. And then I'll reverse engineer and I'll know what I want to achieve this year. Then I'll break it down into small edible portions, just bite-sized pieces, and then I'll work towards it. So look, I'm in a very lucky position. I've been doing this for some years. I'm in the practice. I'm in the habit of it now. But that's all it is. It's just habit creating. It's really, really simple. And sometimes, you know, the only time people get any peace is when they're in the car. They may be commuting to or from the office or, you know, picking up children.
Yeah.
You know, again, just maybe drive up, go sit in the park for 5 minutes or just look out the window for 5 minutes and be in the moment. And that, to me, is the start of taking sabbaticals. They don't have to be drastic. You don't have to go off on a Shirley Valentine adventure.
Here I come.
Yeah. But it really is just getting people to be mindful of their health, of their happiness and of what works for them.
The only people I know who take sabbaticals are teachers, says this texter. I know that's going to upset a lot of our listeners. Another listener asking, sure, isn't this why we have holidays, days off? To work, I don't think so. Just in your opinion, Sinead, you know, when you're talking about that and the small things we can do to have the little daily mini sabbaticals for ourselves, what's the ideal holiday that we need, you know, to take the perfect break, to tune out?
Oh, well, for me personally, you know, the perfect break is like 3 weeks because I feel it takes a week to unwind and then I have a week of actually being on the holiday. Then I have a week of sort of sitting around and thinking and, you know, but again, look, I'm in a very, very lucky position and I appreciate I am. But, you know, holidays again, a lot of people go on holidays and become more stressed because they're dragging a partner around or they've 10 children or, you know, they've overstretched themselves or perhaps they're just trying to pack too much in and they're coming home more exhausted than they were leaving on the holiday. So for me personally, I wouldn't say it matters how long the trip is. I would say have quality downtime. And again, downtime is what makes you happy. So for some people, that means lying on the beach. For some people, it means going on lovely long hikes. And again, it's knowing what makes you happy and being in touch with yourself. That's all a sabbatical is get in touch with yourself, sit down and know yourself. And I think that's where we're all failing in life, really. Because we're so busy doing that we're not being and we're not hearing our own thoughts and our own creativity.
Sinead Kennedy, mental health and wellness coach. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.